You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Of our life. We sacrifice those things that are incorruptible, that are lasting forever, the things that are corruptible and temporal.
So
when God has given us grace today, this is something you need to receive by faith. And in actuality, the grace of God is not only just sufficient, but in this fullness we've given to us. And the criticality
of the
grace. The giving of this grace is only but one channel, it's called Jesus Christ,
His
Son. So when we say Christ is all and in all, every Sunday, everybody sees these words once a week. And I pray that these words are something that will be burned into our image. Everything that has something to do with Christ is a big thing. In all of our circumstances, as long as we have Christ, all the blessings are there. You don't need to care about what other people deem as other blessings. I'm not saying that God will not give.
These things
that a lot of times we long for cannot be compared with the things that God wants to give us.
D.L.
Moody, once when he was traveling in England, and he was preaching in Scotland.
讲完道的时候有人带他去看一个弟兄
And afterwards someone took him to go visit a particular brother.
他们告诉他说这个弟兄 15岁的时候 不晓得是运动还是打球被东西打到他的脊椎断掉
And this brother when he was the age of 15 through some heck activities he was hit with spine and his spine was broken.
我在医院的时候碰到一个类似这样子的人 打棒球滑垒被人家跳起来
That's somebody when I was young in the hospital, a kid was playing baseball, he was sliding to the base, and he jumped up and landed on his back and broke his back. This young man was bedridden since the age of 15, he could not move. And when Moody went to visit him, he's been in bed.
他以为这个人会跟他有很多很多的抱怨，脾气暴躁。
And he thought that this particular person would complain a lot and grumble about a lot of things.
没有想到穆迪看完他以后，
And not to realize after Moody had visited him.
穆迪常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，他说他是我这一生碰到的最快乐的一个人。
And Moody often said that this man that I met is the happiest, joyous man I've ever met.
他说我这一生碰到一个最快乐的人，就是那个躺在病床上的这个人。
That the person that I met, that is the joyous person that I ever met, is that man who's in bed.
他说那天我进到他房间里面的时候，
That day when I entered his bedroom,
也是在我这一生里面，我觉得地跟天靠近靠的最近的一个地方。
And it's also the very first time I felt that heaven and earth were so close.
哦，这个躺在病床上这么痛苦的地方，他居然整个人像活在天里面。
But this brother who cannot move outwardly seems like he's in pain, but he looks like he's in heaven.
问题就问他。
And so our brother, when he asked him,
他说难道仇敌不会试探你到底埋怨神吗？
Does not Satan tempt you to complain toward God?
我说当然会。
Of course.
他说他常常这样试探我。
Oftentimes he comes and tempts me.
当我看见我的同学在外面骑着马车这样过去的时候，
And when I see my friends and my colleagues who ride on horseback on the street,
仇敌就会在我里面说，你看看你原来也可以那样子的，你可以开更好的车的。
And Satan would often put these voices in my head and say, you could have been doing that, you could have been riding a better car.
当我看见那些十几岁的孩子在我面前跑来跑去的时候，他想起他自己从前可以跑来跑去的样子。
You realize the way he ran when he was younger.
仇敌就说，你看看你的神，他爱你吗？为什么要让你躺在这里？
Satan would say to him, look at your God, does he love you? Why would he let you stay in bed like this?
在座这么多十几岁的年轻人，你有没有办法想象有一天你突然躺下来？
So many teenagers who are sitting here, can you imagine one day if you are bedridden?
因为这种不幸的遭遇很多人都有。
And these tragedies happen to many.
但是在这个人的身上却是目的，过成千上万的人，他说这个人是我这一生碰到最快的人。But
for Moody, he said that this man is the happiest man that I've ever met.
这个人说他们的房间是我遇见天君的天君近的地方。
And this bedroom is the place where I think heaven is closest to her.
哦，这个神，他说每一次仇敌来试探他的时候，This
brother says that whenever Satan comes and tempts him,
他就想上台去看加略山的十字架，耶稣基督。
And he says, Satan, go
家的基督来回答仇敌所有的试探。
I answer all his temptations with Jesus Christ on the cross.
挂在那里的应该是我。
I should have been the one that is hung on that cross.
他为我死，他流血生命，他埋葬了我，他把永生给了我。
He died for me. He shed his blood for me. He gave me eternal life.
就是为今生，保罗说这是自战自清的苦楚。
The brothers, Paul says that this life is but temporal suffering.
要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
To accomplish within us a glory, eternal glory, a joy not expressed.
就是为讲道理没有用的。
It is impossible. It's not good enough for us just to talk about reason.
一定需要圣灵开我们的眼睛。
We need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
让我们真看见在耶稣基督里我们得到的是什么。
That we may truly see what we have received in Jesus Christ.
不是我们的苦不苦。
It is not that our suffering is not painful.
不是我们的经历这个不痛苦。
It is not that our experiences are not hard.
全部都是真的。
They are all real.
但是当我们一碰到耶稣的时候
，When we meet Jesus，
我们一碰到在耶稣基督里面我们所得着的
，When we meet all that we receive in Jesus Christ，
保罗就说这是自战自清的苦楚。
And Paul would say that these sufferings are temporal.
这些苦难为了要成就神的荣耀在我们身上。
And these sufferings are to fulfill and to accomplish the glory of God.
所以我们需要在恩典中要能够刚强起来。
So in grace we need to strengthen ourselves.
而且知道神把恩典给我们。
And to know that the way God gives us His grace
跟我们所要恩典的方式是不一样的。
The way that we want God's grace is different.
你看这个人
，You look at this man，
躺在床上
，He's lying in bed，
40年
，40 years，
痛成这样子不能动
，And he's in pain， he could not move。
那我们不需要去怎么样子去安慰他。
And there's not much we can say to comfort him。
一个人的安慰没有用的。
Because the comfort of man is sometimes
useful。是有限的。
It's very limited.
当他跟恩典的主相遇的时候
，That person meets the grace of God。
My grace is sufficient， 就在他身上成为实际了。
Whereas my sufficient is more than sufficient for you becomes reality for him.
我的能力要在你的软弱上显得完全。
My strength is made perfect in your weakness.
所以我们在这些难处中呢，我们不要怕，只要信，靠着主的恩典刚强起来。
So all these difficulties do not fear, but by the grace of God strengthen ourselves.
那保罗和彼得也劝我们要在恩典中要不住的有长进。
Peter also says, grow continually in His grace.
就是神的恩典不是就这么一点点。
His grace is not just a little bit.
它是 grace upon grace, 恩上加恩。
It's always grace upon grace.
我们都蒙恩了，对不对
？We've all received God's grace, right?
但是永远不是这么一点点。
Not just this little bit.
还有更多的。
There is more.
There's always more to come.
There's always more to come.
Always more to follow.
There's always more to follow.
那以前有一个英国有一个伯爵，他成就很大。
And there was a particular professor, doctor in England.
他
very successful.
他这个邮政系统甚至邮票都是他发明的。
He has invented the
postal service. 那他自己也被英国放在邮票上面。
And his picture was also on the stamps in England.
他叫 Warren Hill. 他后来有一次，他后来变成牧师了。
His name is Warren Hill. And he became a pastor one day.
这个人呢，天生长得很凶恶的。
He looked very angry.
很凶恶，像个流氓，像个坏人。
He looked like a gangster.
然后有没有说 like me 啊？
他说 like me.
有一次有一个人跑到他面前。
So one day somebody came around in front of him.
看着他，看着他五分钟了。
And somebody just this person stared at him.Roman Hill realized what this person was staring at him. He said, "What is it about me that makes you want to look at me?"
他说我在注意你脸上这些线条。
He says, "I'm paying attention to all the lines on your face."
他说有什么不一样吗
？What is anything special about them?
他说还好你信主，不然你真像个流氓，像个坏人。
It's a good thing that you believe in the Lord, or else
我把那些 要把它照片给你们看的，就是没有那么糟了，比我好看。这个有一个人呢，这个去世了，就把一笔财产、一笔钱交给Roman Hill。
And when the person, this particular person passed away, and he gave all his inheritance to him,
觉得他是一个很可以 trust 的人。
Then he thought that he was a very trustworthy person.
他说：“你帮我一件事情。”
He said, "Please help with one thing."
那有一个很穷很穷的传道人。
And there's a very poor pastor.
我把这笔钱交给你来照顾他的生活。
And I'm going to give you these.The sum of money, please take care of him for me. Please do not tell him that it's from me. Roman Hill got the sum of money and he was wondering, should I give it to him right away? And the Lord moved him, and so he decided not to give him anything at once.
所以他就每隔几天寄五英镑给这个传道人。
Every few days he would send the £5 to this person.
那是19世纪初期啊，1820年，所以就每隔一段时间寄五英镑给他。
This is like the early 19th century. And every five days he would.Every few days he would send £5.
他就在这五镑的里面，他就加一个字条。
And within the money that he spent, he sent a little note as well.
There's more to follow.
There's more to follow.
会有更多的要来。
There's more to come.
不过一阵子又有五英镑，又说又有更多的要来。
After a while, the same thing happened. He got £5, and the note says more to follow.
要是买你生前送的东西啊。
Once you want these gifts.
但这个五英镑，这个可以过两个礼拜用，绝对没问题的。
5 pounds in those days was sufficient for his use for a couple of weeks.
大学生都很喜欢收到这个，他们都点头。Always more to follow.
Always more to follow.
那就是因为神的恩典其实不仅是够我们用，它是恩上加恩，非常丰富。
God's grace is not just sufficient for us, but it's grace upon grace, more and more.
所以说，是不是不止这么一点？
So
we say
there's more and more.
那我们要怎么样子在这样子一个丰富的恩典里面，我们恩上加恩的来享受它呢？
How do we enjoy God's presence and enjoy God this grace that is more and more?
第三件事情讲到这个恩典叫我们可以甘心踏定跟随主的道路。
And thirdly, that we be willing to follow steadfastly with the Lord's grace.
诗篇65:11说，当你以恩典为连续的冠冕，你的路径都滴下直流。
95 says, if you crown me.
Your crown the ear with your goodness.
Crown my ear with your goodness, and all my path is filled with is covering your mountains.
当我们回想我们过去所走过的路的时候，
when we look back at the path we tread,
我们真的会觉得神是用恩典作为我们连接的冠冕。
We realize that God has crowned our ears with His grace.
但是很多时候，我不晓得你们有没有误用过上下半的。
And I don't know if you are.Misuse the second half.
我们会常常我的路径都地下自由。
We would think that my path is filled with this path.
好像我所有的经历，神都让很多的恩典跟着我。
And like everywhere I go, there will be a lot of grace following me.
那么的确也是真的，对不对
？That truly indeed is real.
但是要让它更真的话，他说你的路径都地下自由。
But to be more accurately, it is this path is full of paths.
当我们没有办法为这节经文阿门做见证的时候，
then we cannot say amen to this particular verse.
很多时候是因为我们走自己的路，而不是走跟随主的路。
Oftentimes it's because we are walking our own path, we're not following His path.
当我们真正愿意跟随主走他的路的时候，
when we're really willing to follow His path,
我相信我们都能见证说你的路径都地下直流。
And we can all say yes, Lord, Your path is full of paths.
发现主真的是恩上加恩。
Yes.Our Lord is the one who is giving us grace upon grace.
对，因为弟兄讲的很好的比喻，他这就好像你在森林里面走路，走上一个岔路。
So Brother David, we're a wonderful example. You'd be walking in the forest, all of a sudden you come to a fork.
向左或向右。
You go to the left, you go to the right.
一个好像是律法，一个行为，你要自己的人生，自己的追求。
A particular one path is of the path of the law is your own pursuit.
另外一条路叫做恩典，叫做走主的道路。
The other path is called the path of grace, the ways of the Lord.
但是你不可能走在主的路上，又走在恩典的路上。那你不可能走在自己的路上，又走在恩典的路上。
It is impossible for you to walk in your own path and walk in God's path at the same time.
你必须做个决定。
You have to make a choice.
走这路，走自己的路。
Is it going to be God's way or your way?
走对方的路，还是走恩典的路
？The ways of the Lord, the ways of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，他用恩典为我们连续的冠冕，路径地下自由，是指我们走出的路。
He's crowned our years with His grace, with blessings, and all of this past, all of this madness, concerning His plan.
我们这个人常常的问题就是，总是往左，我们喜欢往右。
A lot of times our problem is that the Lord says go left, but we always go right.
今天早上为什么我？这个在床上摆了两套洋装，问我说哪一套好看
？This morning, Sister Nancy laid out two outfits on the bed and asked me, "Hey, which one is better?"
我说都好看。
I said they both look great.
这个结婚三十年的经验让我学会了智慧。我说都好看。
I said you use a very sound.
我说那你挑一个，你挑一个。
And she said, "Please, just pick one."
我怎么挑都好看，都没用。我只好挑了一个。我说今天这个特别比较好看。
Doesn't matter how much I say they both look great, I have to choose one. So I said, "Oh, maybe this one."
那他说那个为什么不好看？
谁
让今天你穿的另外一个？他今天这么做的时候，我就跟他讲，我说就跟从前那个太太一样了，他就问他先生：“你爱我吃的这个鲍鱼鸡汤，还是这个金针排骨汤？”
他
现在也是跟我一样智慧，他是两个都爱。他要去挑，他硬要挑一个。等到他挑了鲍鱼鸡汤，他就说：“我希望我吃那个，另外一个。”哎，你们家里面姊妹有这个问题的举手。
这
我们家有啊。
Just my house.
你是不是要悔改
了？
有什么？你都发现我们这个人在拣选道路的时候，我们明明知道的是主的路，但是有时候我们就是不肯走。
对不对 ？Realize we and people often have this problem. We know the Lord's directions.
明明圣经上是他的路径地下自由，会让你一动容忍的。
But we want to go right. Clearly, the Scripture said that His path is full of madness, and we would be blessed.
你知道什么叫地下自由吗
？Do you know what it means when the path is full of madness?
就是这些羊肥到一个地步，油都吐出来了。
The sheep are so fat that the fat is oozing out of them as they walk along this path.
现代人是怕胖了。我跟你讲，古代的人当你讲到羊牛肥的时候，是农夫的记号。
Nowadays everybody's worried about being fat, but in those days, man, if you're fat, it's good.
他们是这些羊跟着牧人走，一路上油都滴下来了。
The shepherd is walking with the sheep. They're still fat. That is oozing out all the fat.
那不是那种刚刚刚的骨头露出来没有东西吃的羊。
Not those sheep that are still skinny and spiny, but they have nothing to eat.
所以他的恩典吸引我们跟随他走他的路。
His grace draws us to walk His path.
我们原来是不义的人，今天他却为他的名可以引导我们走义路，我们肯跟他。
We were people of unrighteousness, but because of His namesake, He would lead us in the way of righteousness.
就连他带我们经过死荫的幽谷，我们都跟他。
Even as He leads us through the valley of shadow and death, we will follow Him.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，因为你与我同在。
His staff and His rod has comforted me because He's with me.
就是为这是恩典。
This is the way of grace.
我们甘心走主的路啊。
Willing
to walk His grace. 然后他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我们能够说有主这个够了。
We can say as long as I have the Lord.
虽然一路上恩惠慈爱都会随着我。
All the ways His grace and His love will follow me.
啊，虽然主的恩典很可贵，我要数主的恩典，而且要一一的数。
And His grace is precious to me. I'm going to count them one by one.
但是就像我礼拜四跟大家讲的，基督徒属下主的恩典跟世人的知足常乐是不一样的。
I want to tell them, as I told everyone on Thursday, Christians, when we count our blessings, it's different from the world out there.
我们不是只是因为得到好处，我们数主恩典。
It's not that only we receive God's blessing that we count the
blessings. 因为我们有个感恩的对象，有主够了。
It's because we have an object by which we may give thanks.The Lord is enough for us.
这中文圣经翻不出那个味道。他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
And again, the Scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." 但是英文就翻得很好 I shall not want 我再也没有别的需要
可能 English translation is wonderful so I will have I have no other wants
我认识一个老弟兄十几年没见到他 他几十年二三十年前回中国的时候
I met an older brother that I haven't met for many many years he went back to China numbers of years ago
他回到他很老的家在 他的老家乡下去的时候
he went to his hometown
那你有一个老姊妹，她从前是受过很高等教育的。
There was a sister there who was very highly educated.
那七十年文化大革命这些东西，让她没有机会，再去接触这些英文的东西。
And after the Cultural Revolution, she didn't have the opportunity to be exposed to anything that was of English.
当她碰到这个从加拿大回来的老弟兄的时候，他说：“弟兄，你可不可以给我唱首英文的诗歌，让我。”
This is the elderly sister when she met this brother who came back from Canada. She asked him, can you please sing an English hymn for me that I can refresh the grace of
God?
And our elderly brother could not remember any other hymn other than Amazing Grace, only the first verse. So he kept singing the very first verse, Amazing Grace.
当他有一次唱到后面，他说：“从前瞎眼，如今看见 ；was blind, now I see。”
And when he comes to the word, I was blind, but now I see.
那这个老姊妹是后面因为太辛苦了，劳改贫穷，她眼睛已经瞎了。
The elderly sister, because of the Cultural Revolution, the cancer she was sent to, she lost her sight.
就在老弟兄唱，他也跟着唱的时候，突然一下子她眼睛开了。
And as this elderly brother was singing, all of a sudden her eyes were open.
就是这是一个神迹，瞎眼突然看见。
She could see. This was a miracle. All of a sudden, she could see.
你会做什么
？What would you do?、
我可以看了，我一定跳起来。我怎么可以看了
？I think immediately all of us were screaming, "Shout! I can see! I can see!"
这个老弟兄说他感动到，这个老姊妹一下子可以看的时候，他怎么样子？哎，今天讲了一句话，他说 "How sweet you are, Jesus!" 又闭起眼睛继续唱。
Although the brother realizes we're seeing the sister for a moment, she just whispered, "How sweet you are, Jesus." She closed her eyes. She said, "How sweet you are, Jesus." She closed her eyes again. This is something that is real.
哎呀，我们难受一解决，病一医治，我们这边发疯的都是做见证，对不对？这样很好了。
We're healed, our troubles are gone. We rise and we give praise to God. We give testimony. Obviously, this is very good as well.
但是你从这个老姊妹身上，你知道没一个福气可以跟耶稣相比。
But for this elderly sister, not one goodness can compare to Jesus.
那么真的说，主啊，有你够了。I shall not want it.
And to say, Lord, this enough for me to have you. I shall not want it.
虽然主会让恩惠慈爱一生随着我们。
Yes, all of His goodness and goodness will follow us the day, all the days of our life.
但是我们如果说主啊，有你够了。
But for us to say, God, you are enough for me.
就是这个是一个真正认识神的人。
This is someone who really knows that.
所以我们希望我们能够结束的时候，我们一起来念诗篇103篇这样几个这些经文。
And as we close, let's all go to Psalm 103. If you want to close on this verse, verse 2.
他说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。”再来一次哈，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。有一些一个税吏哈 ，tax collector，
他都是 tax collector one time，
然后他去找一个神的仆人
，he went to find the servant of the Lord。
告诉我你有什么财产，我看看有什么可以课税。
And he asked the servant of the Lord, "Tell me what kind of possessions you have that I can cut your tax."
其实那个传道人到处是被穷的。
And that particular pastor preacher, he didn't have anything.
他一问他的时候，他说我富有的很，我告诉你。
And the pastor told him all when he was asked, "What's all I am?"
Thirdly, my father is the richest person, and he's given me the whole universe. 这是世界上的话吗？万有都是你们的。
This is all, all things are ours. This is the word of God said.
他讲的每一句话都是圣经。
Every single one of the words that he
claims. 里面有出人意外的平安是世界夺不去的。
I have a peace inside of me the world cannot take away.
他的文里面有 unspeakable joy, 说不出来的喜乐，很美的荣光。
It says that peace is an unspeakable joy.
一路上数下去啊，你从里面有永不止息的爱。
You start counting one by one. He says, "I have a love that will not fail."
你说这个人有没有钱 ？Rich, rich.
He says, "He rich."
真的 rich， 他不是故意乱说的。
Yes, he's rich. He's not just babbling.
一讲到神的恩典，舌头是快手笔啊。
Talks about God's grace, his tongue is like the pen of a ready writer.
我的心哪，你要称颂耶和华。
My heart praise the Lord.
不可以忘记他一切的恩惠。
Do not forget all his benefits.
神是恩典的神
，Our God is a God of grace。
那神给我们的恩典是一个 giving person， 不是看得见摸得着的这些我们所说的东西。
Grace is giving us not the things that we can touch, but the living person。
那这个恩典，这个 giving person 就是他的爱子。
This living person is the Lord's Son。
在他爱子里面，他把血都给我
们。His Son is giving us everything。
哎，我们真的是世界上最富有的人。
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.